Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. The 26th of February 1960 to the 2nd of March 1960, in Mandalay. Five kinds of right view. T1. Sayadaw explained the five kinds of right view one by one. 1. Kamasakata Samadati, belief in law of Kama, cause and effect. 2. Jhana Samadati, right view in Jhana. 1, and 2, can be existed outside the Buddha's teachings. 3. Vipassana Samadati, right view in insight knowledge, with this knowledge by practicing hard in this life can be realized Nibbana. 4. Magga Samadati, right view of the path knowledge, its result is cutting off the round of rebirth. 5. Phala Samadati, right view in the fruition knowledge. Only with the path, magga, that the fruit, phala, can be possible. From 3 to 5 are the practices of the holy life, magga brahmacharya. The practice of the holy life is working on the arising process of dependent origination, paticca samuppada. When the five khandhas are arising, what happened to them? Just make this habitual exercise on them. As an example, when you are hearing a sound, it appears in the ear and disappears there. Make this habitual exercise. After hearing and not existing is passing away. Other khandhas are also passing away with it. In this talk, Sayadaw referred to the six sense doors tilde eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind tilde as the six beggars who are always asking for what they want. T2. In this talk, Sayadaw gave the instruction on Vedananupassana. According to the Sayadaw, in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha separated the five khandhas into four groups for sati to the suttanta way. Actually, they arise and cease together. Yogi usually does not clear about these. We should mindful whatever khandha is clear to us. Sayadaw said, the five khandhas always starting from consciousness, vinana, and easy to discern. The first stage of realization, entering the stream, is destroying wrong view and doubt. Most people take the mind as a permanent soul, also most of the religions, so the importance of Sittanupassana. Sayadaw taught how to develop insight. By watching and observing whatever arises will discern anicca. But it does not mean that we see the arising and ceasing at the same moment. With sati we see the arising, sankhara, and then by observing or contemplating it's not there anymore. Knowing the object of arising and observing the object can't arise together, because two minds could not arise together or at the same moment. Every time seeing anicca is killing the wrong views. Vipassana samadhi means seeing rightly. Seeing rightly on what? It's seeing the beginning of the dependent arising, paticca-samuppada. If you can't catch on the beginning must be in the middle. Do not contemplate the past ignorance, avidya, and rebirth consciousness, patisandhi vinana, but the present moment consciousness, pavuti vinana. The beginning of the khandha is consciousness or the six consciousness. In the Satipatthana Sutta mentioned separately. I am talking about their combination. When they are arising and passing away not in separately. As an example, when hearing consciousness arises, with hearing consciousness, feeling, perception, volitional formation, the four mind khandhas, namakanda, are arising together. If you contemplate the most prominent one and all the other four are included. Why I ask you to contemplate consciousness? Because it's clear and no need to search for. In this talk Sayadaw was using feeling to explain the practice. If you are contemplating the arising of feeling will see the disappearance of it. Inside knowledge, vipassana nana, is seeing the impermanence of conditioned phenomena, sankhara. By conditioning it is arising and disappearing. In conclusion when you see the arising and passing away, is it like the light going out and becoming darkness? If you see in this way, then it becomes two minds. You will see it as not there. It is in this way that using the words arising and passing away, uday abhaya. We are using it because it is arising and disappearing. In reality, seeing the arising is not there. You meet the non-existence. The past moment conditioned Dharma is not there anymore. If the yogi sees in this way, the identity view, Sakkaya Ditthi, to painful rebirth is falling away. The Buddha asked to kill the seed of painful rebirths. Contemplate the conditioned Dharma of existence and non-existence is the right view of Vipassana knowledge, Vipassana Samadhi. Seeing it as exist and not exist is without the wrong view. Therefore, wrong view is falling away by practice. This is seeing the impermanence of phenomena, Dharma, without any person and being. What is the benefit of inside knowledge? Wrong view is falling away. It can dispel the three types of wrong view that inside knowledge is very important, i.e., identity view, permanent view and annihilation view. T3. Let someone dies after seeing impermanence will not fall into painful rebirths, hell, animal, ghost Peter. Because of the falling away of wrong view and in the next life will realize the path of stream entry, Sotapatti Magga. It was mentioned in the Anguttara Nikaya. Analyzing the mind and body is dispelling wrong view by perception, sanna. By discerning of anicca is wisdom, panna. If wrong view is not dispelled, and it's like a stone has fallen into the water, never come up again. We missed many Buddhas as much as sand grains in the river Ganges were because of wrong view. This is the root of all unwholesome dharmas. In the Samyutta Nikaya, the Buddha said that the Dharma to Nibbana was Vipassana. If you ask why it does so, then the answer is the falling away of Sakkaya Ditthi. By seeing the arising and passing away and contemplating up to disenchantment of it, then Vipassana will come to an end. Now, I will talk about Magga Samadhi. It means the Noble Eightfold Path. It's the leader of right view. If you ask what is the difference between No. 3, and No. 4, Vipassana right view and path right view. No. 3, is ending up in impermanence, anicca. Its ability is seeing impermanence and the functioning of dispelling Sakkaya Ditthi. The Magga Samadhi is not seeing impermanence and has the function of seeing Nibbana. To become No. 4, have to work with No. 3, for many times. Don't think Nibbana is like the circular sun and moon, it's the cessation of impermanence, peaceful and cool nature. The knowing of it is the path. It's quite a different view. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena, please explain to me the seeing of Nibbana by practice. Nibbana exists, but not in the three periods of time, past, present, future, answered Nagasena. The king responded, if it's free from the three periods of time, it can't be existed. I'll give an example. Normally there is no fire in these two pieces of bamboo. But if you are rubbing them together for a longer period of time and fire will come out. In the same way, if you contemplate impermanence for many times, then Nibbana appears. For the one who is practicing, it exists. You don't need the paramis. You have the qualities which were mentioned in the Anguttara Nikaya. First with Vipassana knowledge contemplating impermanence and then later it will mature. At last, Nana, mind or knowledge, is turning towards the no arising and passing away. That's Nibbana. T4. Five kinds of right view came from Anguttara Nikaya. Without the no. 3, you can't get the no. 4. The meaning here is without falling away of wrong view, you can't get the path. Give an example, when you do the farming, first you have to clear up grasses and weeds, and then collecting them together for burning. Clearing the grasses and weeds and collecting them are like insight knowledges, and burning them is like the path, Magga. Insight knowledges kill the coarse defilements. The path kills the latent disposition, Anaseya. The insight right view is more important than the path right view. Today I'll explain it from the Majjhima Nikaya. Don't take it that without the dawn period the sun will come out. It's impossible. Insight right view comes before path right view and it will follow later, after. Vipassana right view is proceeding right view. Purkarika nana. The first knowledge has to develop. Have to contemplate the impermanence of the conditioned phenomena of the mind-body process. Wrong view has three stages. The coarse, the mild and the refined stage, active, stimulated, latent. Impermanence can stop only the coarse and the mild ones, can't deal with the refined one. This is leaving for the path to do the job. Sayadaw explained the three stages of wrong view with examples. You want me to knock your head? The angry mother scolds her naughty boy. This comes out from the stimulated one. In the real knocking of the head becomes the coarse one. The one practices vipassana, the coarse and the mild ones not arise. But the latent wrong view of thinking such as, this is my son, is existing. Only the path can uproot this one. It's difficult to shave the hairs on the baby head. The hairs on the man are easier to shave. Path knowledge is like shaving the hairs of a baby. It's like also after clearing up the forest and uprooting the trees. I'll tell you what happened in the body during the arising of the path knowledge. Not seeing the arising and passing away of the khandhas. Dukkha nirodho, dukkha is ceased. It's like using 1,000 pots of water pouring on the body and the heat element is cooling down, experiencing as all the coolness pile up and a peaceful nature. It seems in this way. You don't know the khandhas exist but happiness only. If it is appearing in this way, the real path knowledge, nothing exists but the existence of peaceful nature, without any kind of burden but lightness only. Seeing dukkha ceases and not knowing the khandhas exist. The reason for the peacefulness is the heat element of ditthi kalesa, defilement of wrong view, has been extinguished. The view is peaceful and the knowing is cool. Nibbana is near. It's far because you don't go straightly. If defilements come in and deceive you, then it's not straight anymore. Kalesas are burdened living beings by disturbing them on the straight way to Nibbana. Whatever suffering is the working of defilements. There are 16 kalesas. If you do sitting meditation, increase the time span and sit with determination, adhidhana. The Buddha mentioned that by contemplating impermanence was the straight way to Nibbana. T5. Knowing that the khandhas not exist is vipassana samadhi. The practice of knowing the khandhas not exist is the function of insight. We had the desire, so we got it. Nibbana is without the khandhas. If this knowledge becomes longer, Nibbana is closer. Inside knowledge, seeing the khandhas not exist for momentarily, and in the path knowledge the khandha is ceased. If khandhas exist in Nibbana, it will become the noble truth of dukkha. This point is very important for every Buddhist, whatever his, her believed system, and not to be confused. Therefore, it was true in the commentary of Samyutta Nikaya that inside knowledge was the nearest to the knowledge of Nibbana. Therefore, vipassana nana is seeing Nibbana partially. Nibbana and inside knowledge, both of them see the non-existing of khandhas. Their differences are, Nibbana always do not see the khandhas, and inside knowledge is not seeing momentarily. If you have developed inside knowledge, you can die happily. Continue to practice diligently will realize Nibbana. Do you need paramis? You need only practice diligently with the four supreme efforts. Samapadhana, see in the factors of enlightenment, bodhipakkhya dharma. It's now clear on the ways of seeing. Therefore, inside knowledge disbanding the khandhas is true. In the Samyutta Nikaya commentary, it was mentioned more than that. During the seeing of anicca, craving and clinging have no chance to come in. Therefore, inside knowledge is disbanding the khandhas and also craving. It's similar to carry two baskets with a pole. Disbanding the khandhas is seeing Nibbana temporarily. Disbanding craving is cutting off the round of rebirth, samsara. So the Buddha said, inside knowledge was many times excellent than ordinary wholesome dharma. Path knowledge is abandoning the khandhas and also defilements, and seeing Nibbana, which is without khandhas, three functions. When the path knowledge appears, no need to ask others, you will see no khandhas. Seeing Nibbana and no kalesa comes. Vipassana knowledge cannot see Nibbana. The differences are three functions and two functions. The khandhas disappear when the path knowledge appears. It's not, there is nothing. Knowing that dukkha is ceased and seeing Nibbana. Vipassana knowledge and supramundane knowledge, Lokuttara Nana, are quite different. Don't go and asking for someone. The Buddha taught exactly. In the working process of vipassana practice, only two of the vipassana knowledge and path knowledge exist. The other knowledges between them are the records of appearances and views. In reality, all of them are vipassana knowledge. In one of the Sayadaw's talks, he gave a simile of sharpening a knife. Beginning to the end is the same knife, but it becomes sharper and sharper. Now talk about the right view of fruition knowledge. There are two kinds of fruition. Fruition follows behind the path knowledge, and the other behind the insight knowledge. Fruition follows behind the path knowledge is automatic, therefore akaliko, giving the result without delay. It comes by itself, dharma niyama, dharma procedure, similar to the kamma and the result. The path is volitional kamma and fruition is result. Nibbana always exists. You will ask, does everyone can see it? It exists for someone with the practice, without the practice not exists. Factors of enlightenment can happen only by practicing with the four supreme efforts. After the path ceases, the fruition appears. What is the benefit for its appearance? What is it disbanding? You can ask these questions, no khandhas anymore, so what it is to be disbanded for? The path kills the coarse defilements and fruition the refined one. To show an example, you pour a cup of water on a red burning charcoal and it becomes black. Don't go and touch it. It's still possessing with the heat power. Fruition appears for cooling the heat power. All your defilements are very coarse. It kills the leftover refined kalesa vapor. So fruition is more powerful than the path. Seeing Nibbana and killing the refined kalesa vapor, two functions. Between the two, fighting at war and making peace is more difficult. I will tell the fruition follows behind the path. Yogi with the weak knowledge, Nana, follows by three fruition mind moments. For the sharp one is two mind moments. And then followed by Bhavanga cittas and reviewing knowledge, Pakavekana Nana. This is the fruition follows behind the path. T6. If you develop to the level of Vipassana Samadhi and become a small stream enterer, and then develop up to Magga Samadhi, become a Sotapanna. The commentary used the term color Sotapanna because both share the same view, but he, she is still unstable. For the yogis to know what level in their practice, I will tell the mind of a Sotapanna beforehand, so that one can check for oneself. And then I will tell you about entering into the fruition state. I will use the Sakarka Sutta from the Majjhima Nikaya, MN 35 Kalasakarka Sutta. Ordinary people's views are unstable. So they are changing religions. But the disciples of yours are not in this way. What is the reason of it? Sakarka asked the Buddha. My disciples do not hear from what others said but by seeing themselves directly. Therefore, their views are not changing and never convert into other religions. Answered the Buddha. I will tell the right view of a Sotapanna. Sayadaw recited the Pali verses. The Buddha taught them that mind, body phenomena were impermanent. They practiced accordingly what had been taught and realized it directly. Looking at one's own khandhas or others' khandhas and seeing that there was no person or being. And then they had the clear view and free from doubt, 1, Tina Visakicho. At first, begin to have this right view. That is during the practice. In everyday activities, the usages such as my children, my properties are not matter. People can't dispel doubt that changing religion. There is no thinking with doubt, 2, Vigata Kathamkatho. There is no such thinking as a person or a being exists. He can make a decision that it's only Dharma which is arising and passing away. It becomes fixed in destiny, niyata, to nibbana only and not anywhere. He becomes brave and has confidence. 3. Vesarajapato, making the brave or confident decision that there is no person or being. To get this knowledge is not difficult. You have the good teacher. I always teach you to this point. Every time mind is arising and feeling arising, it's only mind and feeling. Is there any person or being with them? Only hearing consciousness is arising and disappearing. Is there anything with them? Every day I am teaching for entering the stream. Even in worldly matters we have to prepare for safety and livelihood. In the same way we should prepare for the supramundane, locutora. Even should be more care about it. I am teaching to you that there are only impermanence of mind-body process and the process of cause and effect. Now, you know these by indirectly. Not ending up at other people's mouth. 4. Aparapakayo, means directly experience and not from others. True Dharma is right which had been taught by the Buddha or by me. But it should be right from the personal knowing. One's own decision is more important. With other saying is ending up at perception, sanna, and not wisdom, panna. If a person equal to these 4 points, he is stable in the Buddha's teaching. It's impossible to reverse him whatever religion come and whatever ways be used. He just fixes in nibbana without any changing. However, rich with full of wealth and gems are not the real happiness. Even with these things can be in trouble and suffering. Only enter the stream is completed with the real happiness and gems of faith, sadha, virtue, sila, learning, sutta, generosity, kagga, shame and fear of wrongdoing, hiri and otapa, wisdom, panna, the 7 jewels of a noble person. These 4 points of view are always there whenever someone becomes a stream enterer. This dharma is not difficult. The whole Kuru country, during the Buddha's time, and now is the New Delhi area, practiced the Satipatthana and had the good results. With right attention, Yonasumanashikara will fulfill it. Every time when feeling is arising and knowing it as just feeling is right attention. If mind arising as mind and then with this right attention, it's easy to contemplate impermanence from behind. It's important to have right attention whatever is arising. The Buddha mentioned in the Anguttara Nikaya was by right attention whatever not increasing dharma, phenomena, increase and whatever increasing dharma develop. Even if you can't give a label to the arising phenomenon and knowing that dharma arising is good enough. By learning, pariyati, can give the labels. How can you do it without learning? By knowing that dharma arising is right attention. In the Buddha's time Suppabuddha, Suppabuddhakuttasuttam of Udana, Kuddhakanikaya, the leper and drunkard were no learning, but they had right attention. Knowing as dharma arising is right attention. It's not a person, not a being and passing away. By following behind with this knowing is vipassana. Follow behind the path are 2 or 3 fruitions, phalas. Follow behind vipassana knowledge are many fruitions. I will explain a little about in fruition state. At the beginning seeing dharma arising and passing away, but without analyzing the noble truths such as, this is the truth of dukkha, dukkha sakkha, etc. And then all the impermanence suddenly ceases and changes into nirodha sakkha. There is no path knowledge anymore. Instead the fruition mind stays with nibbana. Fruition minds are arising continuously, but they are also changing, and seeing nibbana unaccountably. This is in fruition state. Yogi is staying with the fruition mind. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 20th of June to the 22nd of June 1960, in Amarapura. Breaking the Shells of Ignorance. In these talks, Sayadaw talked about the 5 kinds of light. 1. Kamasakata Samadhi, belief in kama and its result. Good action has the good result, etc. 2. Nama Rupaparakeda Nana, knowledge of the mind and body. 3. Pakaya Paragaha Nana, knowledge of cause and effect process. 4. Vipassana Nana or Lakana Nana, knowledge of Anicca. 5. Magga Nana, Nibbana. T1. The five layer shells of ignorance are the five darkness. In the discourse of turning the wheel of Dharma, Aloko Udapadi, light arose, means breaking away the five layer of shells of the darkness. 1. If you believe in action, kamma, and the result of it, the first layer of ignorance, avidya, is broken. 2. Understanding of the mind and body, the second layer of ignorance is broken. Mind is the master and body is the slave. 3. The third is understanding the dependent arising or the connection of cause and effect process appearing from the six sense doors. Then the third layer of ignorance is broken. Sariputta by hearing the short teaching of cause and effect and entered the stream. If the shells of ignorance of 1, 2, 3 are broken and call color Sotapanna, definition by the commentary, small stream enter, because with Sotapanna both share the same view. Free from the painful rebirth for next life. Dispel wrong view by knowing is Nata Parinna. In next life not fall into painful rebirth, but the five layers of darkness can recover up again. Therefore, must dispel it by practice. 4. The fourth is by practice and seeing impermanence and ignorance will break off. If you can't discern it, the process of continuity covers up impermanence. Then you have to go back to know. 3. 5. If the process of impermanence is ended, the fifth layer of ignorance is broken. T2. This is an important talk on Vipassana practice. Talk about more detailed on Anicca. Sayadaw quoted from Milindapana. King Milinda requested Ven. Nagasena to teach him how to develop Vipassana. He gave a simile. A tiger during hunting a prey, it hides himself in a bush where other animals used to come. When an animal approaches near, it jumps on the prey and kills it. If he is chasing the animal maybe never catch it. In this simile, the tiger is yogi, watching is sati, bush is samadhi, jumping on and killing the prey is panna. Watching and seeing the animal approaching is sati, killing the prey is sampajana tilde clear comprehension. So the whole process is sati, sampajana tilde mindfulness and clear comprehension. After that Sayadaw continued the instruction based on Sariputta's saying. Kayam imam samazatha, parajanatha punapunam, ke savavam disvana, dukhasantam karisatha, milindapana, kamakarangapano, tilde observe this mind-body process again and again continuously will see it arising and ceasing nature clearly with knowledge. And then strive on until dukkha come to an end. According to Sayadaw, Nagasena's instruction is for beginners, because in the beginning of practice samadhi is not very strong enough, so that only can discern the body coarse sensations. After long periods of practice and samadhi develop, that can discern the subtler sensations more and more as it shows its true nature. Discerning more will understand another nature as dukkha. Dukkha will come to an end with continued practice. This is Sariputta's instruction. Nagasena's instruction is sati sampajana. Sariputta's instruction is bhavatabha and pahatabha, developing and abandoning. Developing the insight knowledges and abandoning of kalesas. After discerning anicca, observing again and again continuously, bhavatabha, until dukkha end, pahatabha. Closing square bracket. Watching is sati. Caught on the prey of impermanence is sampajana. Sampajana means seeing rightly. It is panna. Samatha and vipassana are including together. You have sati so you can catch on it. If you can catch on the arising and passing away, the fourth ignorance is fallen away. Of the five layers of ignorance it's important for the fourth avidya to be fallen away. Impermanence is always there. It's also equal to ehi pasako. After that no need to watch. Nodding your head at whatever the kanda is showing you. Watching at it is Nagasena's instruction. After that nodding your head only is Sariputta's instruction. Bhavatabha tilde by developing of seeing one's own dukkha and knowing that it's a great dukkha. With this making decision, then dukkha ceases. Watching and catching is for beginner in Vipassana. Sariputta asked to observe the Dharma, which is showing us its nature again and again. And then you will know the story of your khandhas thoroughly. Sariputta taught up to Dukkha Sakka. This knowledge comes in when you see impermanence again and again. And then suddenly with a blip and there is nothing to contemplate. You will know that the greatest Dukkha is not there anymore. It's the path knowledge of Nibbana. It's true that no khanda is Nibbana. Impermanent khanda is Vipaka Vata, resultant round of existence. Impermanence ceases free from the Vata. Therefore, in the mind it appears like lightness and happiness. This is no need for parameters, perfection. Only need for effort, Virya. The fourth ignorance can be broken by watching and catching. The fifth is only by knowing Dukkha thoroughly. When the path knowledge arises, what happened in the body? By seeing Dukkha continuously and this Dukkha ending will arise, and then follow by the knowledge of not wanting it. At the time Tanha, craving, is extinguished with a blip and it ceases. It's like cooling by pouring with 1,000 buckets of cold water. T3. In this talk Sayadaw mentioned in brief the 10 insight corruptions when Anakalakana Nana become mature. During seeing impermanence goose flesh can be raised up. Don't be afraid. Vipassana knowledge becomes sharp with goose flesh and gladness arise. Physical body becomes light. Don't take care of these things. Contemplate only impermanence. The body seems to be disappeared and rising up. In the process of practice, level 4th is important. The one who discern Anicca can make this decision that in this life will transcend Dukkha. It needs to see the impermanence without break and don't relax in your effort. The passing away of phenomenon is before, and the seeing is after. Whatever is arising, have to know it not there, not there. At this level only the last layer of ignorance exists. Your duty is just contemplating impermanence. Nothing has to do. The Dharma will carry on its own functioning. Without the knowledge of past lives, you don't know where you came from. But one thing is sure, that was Dharma sent you to here. In the same way, the knowledge of impermanence will send you to the path knowledge. The place where its cessation occurs is disbanding or abandoning the ignorance and the craving of the khanda. Khandas disappear. Not only disbanding the present khanda, but also the future one. The fourth level disbands kalesa only, not the khandas. Path knowledge does both. By abandoning the khandas and it disappears because khanda has the body. By abandoning tanha and its energy power is gone because tanha has no body.